Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we get started in this brief time we have with one another, I want to remind you that this week we have learned about the ongoing and continual conflict between the children of God and the children of Satan. In Genesis 3 and verse 15, God distinguishes between the seed of the woman and the seed of the devil. In cursing Satan, God says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed." Your seed refers to the children, the offspring, and the descendants of Satan. Her seed refers to the children, the offspring, and the descendants of Eve. I trust you have seen this in the passage. And for Eve, the principal child is Jesus Christ. As we will see when we proceed in this verse and soon get to the third part of it, most likely tomorrow. The seed of the woman is Christ and all Christ followers. Anyone who has ever believed by faith alone in Christ alone, which is true of the Old Testament and New Testament saints, as well as for today's Christians. We are the children of God, and we live in a constant struggle with the children of the devil in this sin-sick and very evil world. In other words, there is a godly line, there is a genealogy for the children of God, and separately there is an ungodly line, a genealogy for the children of Satan. And that family line or genealogy starts here at the beginning in Genesis and winds its way all the way through the Old Testament and right through the New Testament and down through all the centuries until this very day. The genealogy of God's children and Satan's children will continue right up until God brings an end to evil and to sin. What I would like to do is take a little time to open the Bible and show you the godly line, the genealogy of God's kids. This is the seed of the woman we have been reading and talking about. I want to leave with you some names and scripture references to each one. My prayer is that you will jot these down and read them on your own time. I'll try and move at a steady pace so that you have time to capture each name and a single Bible reference for further study. I do this because I think it will help you see again what we mean when we talk about the children of God. After this, we will move on to part 3 of verse 15 tomorrow. I hope that this is acceptable to you. You will likely recognize most, if not all, of these names. These are all the seed of the woman. These are all the children of God. And you will also likely know that these are not perfect people. Not at all. Each and every one of these are sinners, except the last one. This proves again that God's people are not perfect. We are very imperfect people, but we confess to God that we are sinners in desperate need of His grace, which He gives to us in the person of His Son, Jesus. Jesus, again, who is the seed of the woman, all the way back in Genesis chapter 3. The first child of God is the second son of Adam and Eve. His name was Abel. And you can read about Abel's faith in God that made him a child of God in Genesis chapter 4, verses 2 through 8. That is Genesis chapter 4, verses 2 through 8. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, we read this, "By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which Abel obtained the testimony that he was righteous." That was Hebrews 11, 4. And there we heard it. By faith, Abel was righteous. Abel is a child of God. Genesis 4, 2 through 8, and Hebrews 11, 4. And I remind you that Abel was murdered. His brother Cain killed him. But that murder did not kill the seed of the woman. The next name among the children of God is Seth, S-E-T-H. Seth was the third son of Adam and Eve and the son who would replace Abel in this godly line. You can read about Seth in Genesis chapter 5, verses 3 through 8. Importantly, Seth is also mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus in Luke chapter 3, verse 38, Genesis 5, 3 through 8, and Luke 3, 38. Satan had tempted Cain into murdering Abel, but God saw to it that the genealogy of his children would continue through this man, Seth. And that's true of this ongoing battle. God will always add to the number of men and women he adopts and brings into his family. Satan will always try and kill us off, but God will see to it that the seed of the woman always grows and always flourishes. Up next, we have the name Enoch, E-N-O-C-H, and Enoch was definitely the seed of the woman. He is in this godly line. Read about him in Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 through 24. That's Genesis 5, 21 through 24. You may remember the Bible says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And so far we have Abel, Seth, and Enoch, and up next is a name you will recognize, Noah. Most of us associate Noah with the flood, which is accurate, but it is vital that you know what verses 8 through 10 of Genesis 6 says of Noah. Pop open your copy of God's Word tonight and read Genesis chapter 6, verses 8 through 10. Read God's opinion on the man Noah, and you will quickly see why he sits in this long line of the children of God. Following Noah, we come to one of his sons named Shem, S-H-E-M. You can read about the way God blessed Shem in Genesis chapter 9, verses 26 through 27. Again, so you get it, Genesis 9, 26 through 27. And God continues to build his family. We come next to the three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you know the Old Testament, then you are familiar with these men, and you know they are a part of the family of God. To read about Abraham, pick up the story at the end of Genesis chapter 11 and keep reading. So that you have a focus, I suggest Genesis 12, verses 1 through 4. In Genesis 12, 1 through 4, you will read about the great promise God gives to Abraham. And you will notice in these verses his name is Abram. Abraham and Abram are the same man. Again, he is not a perfect man, but he is a man of God. The same is true of Isaac, Abraham's legitimate son. Isaac's story covers many chapters, but to see how he fits as a child of God, read Genesis chapter 17, verses 19 through 21. You will notice these readings are short and to the point. Isaac, as found in Genesis 17, 19 through 21. And Isaac is followed by his son, Jacob. God continues to add to his family, and in Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 14, you will read about how the promise God made to Abraham and Isaac continues for Jacob and his descendants. Genesis 28, verses 10 through 14. And then the seed of the woman continues in Judah, J-U-D-A-H. For Judah, I have just one verse in mind, so I'll read it. This is Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. Judah is one of the sons of Jacob, and he is the one chosen by God to carry on the line of God's children going all the way back to Eve's seed. Did you hear the word Shiloh there? Shiloh is the Messiah who is Jesus. The Bible says Jesus comes from the tribe of Judah, meaning Judah has a prominent place in the genealogy of Jesus. You should also read Matthew chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. As you have opportunity to do so, read Genesis 49, 10, Genesis 49, 10, and Matthew 1, verses 2 and 3. Remember that by Matthew 1, 2, 3. Is this helpful? Are you with me? All we are doing is to highlight who are the seed of the woman, who are the children of God, the offspring and the descendants of Eve. These are not the children of Satan, but rather the children of God. And up next is David. For your reading, move ahead to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 5 through 17. That's 2 Samuel 7, verses 5 through 17. In 2 Samuel 7, you will read about God's covenant with David. This puts David in the same line as Abel, Seth, Enoch, Noah, Shem, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Judah. You are listening attentively, getting down these names and references, and you might think, how come there are no names of women being mentioned? It is all men. Well, hold on. Here comes a woman's name, and it is Mary. In the genealogy of Jesus, let me read Matthew chapter 1 and verse 16. This is Matthew 1, 16. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. Of course, there are many women in the family of God. God has sons and God has daughters, and Mary is one of them. And Mary is the mother of Jesus. Jesus is the seed of the woman Eve, dating all the way back to Genesis 3, verse 15. Yes, my friends, Jesus Christ is in Genesis 3. And of course, as I have said, all who belong to Jesus are the children of God. Do you belong to Jesus? Do you love him? Do you worship and obey him? Then you are a child of God. Or do you not belong to Jesus? Do you have no love for him, no worship, and no obedience? Then, according to the Bible, you are a child of the devil. Let me urge you once again as we end our time together, put your faith in Christ. Become a child of God. Lord willing, tomorrow we are going to once again find Christ in God's judgment against Satan. It will be Friday, and I hope you can come along and join us as we finish the week together. We'll do that, as always, discovering who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.